This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show last month in February of this year. I'm talking about no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. With us today is the president and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ev. Thank you. Appreciate it.
When you were last on the show, we discussed your very exciting news about your partnership between PBIO and Ohio State University. If people don't know, Ohio State is one of the top food science academic institutions in the U.S. And just last week, you followed up with the announcement with formidable news that update stockholders in the PBIO ticker symbol on the progress you guys have already made this year on your key 2022 goals. And that being said, a successful commercial release on your patented and disruptive UltraShear technology, or as you call it, your UST processing system, and then continue improvements in the PBIO financial position. Guys, moving forward on that and preparing the foundation of your company to uplist either on New York or NASDAQ. That being said, please tell my audience the progress you guys are making in getting the UST platform ready for commercial release later this year.
We are working hard at that, Ev. We really are. This is an amazing system, as you know, and your listeners who've heard this before know. This is a very innovative machine system that can do a lot of things. I guess the easiest thing is to describe it is we make oil go into water and stay in water. So any oil-based, you know, active ingredient, whether it's CBD or a vitamin like vitamin D3, a pharmaceutical, a nutraceutical, or even a cosmetic or an agrochemical, anything that's oil-based, if you can make it go into water, it'll be far more bioavailable, so the plant, the animal, will get more of that active ingredient that's in the oil. And that's what our machine does. As you know, we have 7 issued patents, and we have more that we're very optimistic that will be coming this year. And so we're excited that our plan is to commercialize the instrument in 2022. We sent and talked about last month the initial instrument, the big prototype instrument. The first system actually is at Ohio State, and it's being tested in their pilot plant, which is one of the world's best. And for us to commercialize, we need the data that they're generating with that instrument. We need introductions. There will be a gala event probably in June where Ohio State will invite many of the top food and beverage companies in the world to come and visit, and then after that to come and use the instrument so we can show them how well it can work. We are building 4 instruments. We've announced that we want to have 2 tolling sites, fee-for-service sites, one here in the Boston area, one out west in the Sunnyvale, California, San Jose area, where our chairman of the board, Jeff, has a beautiful facility. And we will, once we finish building these 4 instruments, we'll have 2 out west, 2 here. During the 6 months it'll take us to build these instruments, we're going to be looking and getting contracts. We're already talking to some small, well-funded companies, to some very, very large, multi-billion-dollar international companies. So we want to have contracts in hand by the end of September so that we can hit the fourth quarter with fulfilling these contracts. And then in the third and fourth quarter, we're going to be building not just 4 more, but probably 12 to 15 more instruments, that these will not be in the tolling space. These are going to be placed in the customer's hands on a lease and some kind of a royalty or usage payment plan for 2023. So we're on target. We hit the target of getting the instrument there in January in Ohio State. They're doing a lot of work. We're building the 4 systems, and everything is a go. We're very excited about the commercialization of UST.
Yeah, that's a pretty exciting progress in just 3 months. Congratulations on that, Rick. If you would, let's change subjects here. Let's talk about financial positions improvements. As you know, running any kind of company, especially on the OTC, keeping the tillers filled, trying to keep the company afloat, then coming up with a widget that everybody wants, that's a handful in itself. Where are we at on the financial improvements?
You did a great job of encapsulating my life. correct. It's the only word you left out is stressful, but it's okay because that's why I'm here. It is. I think a lot of us have stressful jobs, but if you like your job and you know there's an endpoint that's going to be good for you and your shareholders and your colleagues and all stakeholders, in fact, and it makes it all worthwhile. And that's what we have here. We went through a rough time a couple of years ago. We had about $6.5 million of pretty expensive debt on our balance sheet. That's down to about $1.2 million now. So we've gotten rid of a lot of this expensive debt. We haven't gotten rid of the debt, but we've gotten rid of a lot of the expensive debt. We replaced it with what I would call good debt. I mean, there's nothing wrong with debt if it's good debt. We all
right.
know that. You know, I hardly know any company that doesn't have some form of debt, but you want to have good debt. So we've gotten our $6.5 million of very difficult, expensive debt down to about $1.2 million, $1.4 million, and we're very optimistic that we will get rid of it before during this year, maybe even in the coming months, because the people that have lent us the money are working with us. And they are almost all of them are stockholders also, and they know what's in store for them if and when we get rid of the debt and move this to a commercialization, move our system to commercialization. So I need to thank them. They've been working with us, for 2 or 3 years, and that's why we're down to the point where it's very manageable where we are. And the rest of the debt, the good so-called good debt. Much of this debt, as we have indicated in prior discussions, both on your show and in our filings, much of that, the vast majority of that, have already agreed that when we do our uplist, which we've made it very clear that we're going to do an uplist and we'd like to do it this year, planning to do it this year, that they would convert their debt, the good debt, into equity because they don't want to get, some interest on their debt. That what they want to do is ride the wave, and we all believe
Absolutely.
That once we get commercialized, there'll be a wave, and that wave will be fun to be on.
That being said, congratulations on all the progress in the last couple of months. All that being said, let's talk about the uplist process. How long does it take? Where are we at in that process?
Well, we want to uplist the company to either NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange this year. And it's a process that takes months. It doesn't take years, and you can't do it in weeks. I've gone through this before. Remember, I've had four companies that were all on the NASDAQ stock exchange. We are confident we can get it done this year. The question is when. So we're working on it now, but we think the best time to do the uplist is not in the next several months, but maybe in a few months. Because we want to show what we have. When we commercialize UST, when we show the contracts that we are talking to people as we speak about having so that we can start to generate a nano-emulsified product for their, whether it's vitamin or nutraceutical or cosmetics or even agrochemical, I think that's going to give us a lot of support in our uplist, which any company needs support on the uplist. So we're still on target to get our uplist done by the end of the year, and we have a very concise plan on how to do it. And we think getting commercialized with our system, UST system, finish cleaning up the debt, all of which we plan to do over the next 6 months, that puts us into the fall, and that would be a great time to look at doing the actual uplift.
As for my listeners, I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. I mean, a lot of great companies. I think this is one of them. I think you're getting on the ground floor here. The market cap is just a tad bit over $16 million. I'm not bringing you a company that's got hundreds and hundreds of millions of shares outstanding. Again, stock price is $1.85. grossly undervalued, but everyone out there should do their own due diligence before buying any kind of company. Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show and stopping by. I'm going to give you the last words. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
You know, we've got some absolutely amazing technology. We've got 30 patents that give us a lot of protection. We've got tons of proprietary knowledge that we've gained over 15 years of working in the field of using high pressure. The market is in the billions of dollars. There's multiple markets that we can go into. We've proven over and over again that the technology works. We have an ongoing business using a different instrument for a different purpose that generates a couple of million dollars a year, and we think that can grow significantly. And we have a third platform that we've also proven that brings in multi-billion dollar companies that generates about a half a million dollars a year. We think that has enormous potential down the road. So we appreciate the support we've had to date. We know it's been a long time coming. We think that it is going to happen this year. We're very optimistic that we will get this UltraShear technology, amazing technology, commercialized this year. And Everett, guys like you, and you've done such a terrific job with this show and helping guys like me highlight what we have. We appreciate the opportunity to be on your show anytime that you'll let me on.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. We're highlighting Pressure Biosciences. Take a look. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick Schumacher was my guest today. Rick, thank you so much. Hopefully you come back on the show in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Sounds great.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.